The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
This is a ForceCast special report.
Star Wars toys.
Kenner's new Star Wars Death Star Space Station.
Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back Collection.
They're built for heavy battle action. They go right back together again.
Now you're playing with the power. Star Wars Power of the Force.
Action figures each sold separately.
Toy Fair 2007. RebelScum.com and TheForce.net presents coverage of the American International Toy Fair in New York City. The largest toy trade show in the Western Hemisphere. Toy Fair 2007.
Batteries not included.
Thank you, Jimmy Mack, for that wonderful introduction. And yes, we do have the best coverage of Toy Fair 2007 of all the Star Wars sites out there, and if we do say so ourselves. And the ForceCast is not going to let you down. We have an exclusive interview with our own Dan Curto, as he is there right now live at Toy Fair 2007 in New York City. Dan had a kind of a whirlwind day yesterday talking to all of the major Star Wars licensees like Hasbro, Gentle Giant, Sideshow, and a little bit of a preview from Master Replicas. He's going to be meeting with them later today, so we'll have more Master Replicas news on the ForceCast later this week. But we wanted to get this out as soon as possible to you so that you could digest it all. Now, let me just say, as a disclaimer here, we get email from folks that say, you know, I really don't care about the collecting. Well, if you don't care about collecting, you're not going to be interested in this microcast, so we might as well just say that right off the bat. But if you are a Star Wars collector, or you like to hear about the products, this is not going to disappoint. Dan's got a lot of great information. Some of it you can catch on RebelScum.com right now, so you can see some of the photos as we're talking about these things. And some of these things that Dan's going to talk about are not, we're not, he was not able to get photographs of, but he's going to talk about them anyway. So we want to thank him for that, because some of these are really exclusive scoops for ForceCast listeners especially. So thank you to Dan Curto, but I'm just going to turn it over to him right now, and here's our conversation. All right, we've got Dan Curto on the line right now. This is sort of, as far as podcasting goes, this is about as close to live as it gets, right?
That's right.
Dan is actually right now at the U.S. Toy Fair in New York City. And Dan, I know this is one of your craziest 4 days that you have all year. So let me just start off. I know that you've also been talking to all of the licensees over the last couple of days. Let me just start off and ask, in general, what are your impressions for what's in store for the 30th anniversary year?
Well, as you might expect, a lot of the companies are focusing on the original trilogy, or the classic trilogy, if you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen a lot of stuff already that is mostly from A New Hope. Gentle Giant has a number of statues that are coming out, featuring like Han Solo, an animated version of Han Solo and Chewbacca, which none of those were ready to be shown yet, so they're just like the prototypes, but wow, they look amazing.
Oh, really? So there were no photos to take of those?
Well, it's a funny thing, because, you know, a lot of times Toy Fair is to show off stuff that's coming, and hopefully if, you know, retailers like it and buy it, then they'll make it. Sometimes these things don't come out. But what we also see a lot is prototypes. And prototypes tend to be not finished, not fully approved. So under those circumstances, they don't want photos, you know, getting out.
Kind of like Gentle Giant's Slave Leia from Toy Fair, or excuse me, from Comic-Con.
Right, right. She's here, and, they, you know, she's been fixed.
So, yeah. That might be the wrong term, actually.
Right.
That
no pun intended. It looks amazing. I mean, she's part of a theme of Jabba's Palace statues that they have coming out. We've seen pictures of Jabba the Hutt already. It looks amazing. There'll be a redemption coupon available for the Big Fortuna.
Mm-hmm.
The Rebo band is also on display, and the Max Rebo, which you may recall was the Christmas gift this year, holiday version.
Mm-hmm.
Regular version is displayed with a little Salacious Crumb sitting on top of the organ.
Oh, that's very cool.
Which is pretty cool, you know.
Yes.
It's all like in scale, and together, when you if you just happen to, you know, display them all together, it looks really great.
Wow.
I mean, there's the Bula, there's a Jawa, there's all kinds of cool
stuff. Well, we want to get into the different licensees specifically here in just a second, but so in general, you would say that the theme of this year is clearly original trilogy characters and likenesses.
Right, right. Okay. Definitely going back. Some companies are, you know, treating it as like a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the celebration of Star Wars as a whole, but the focus is definitely on the original trilogies that we've seen so far.
Okay, all right.
And like you said, we still have plenty of places to go.
Right. Well, and in talking to the folks that work for these companies, are they excited about this year?
They are. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This is a big year for Star Wars, obviously, 30th anniversary. One thing to note that I kind of expected, but we're seeing it. We've been to a couple of companies already, and they're all kind of the same thing. Not everything is on display at Toy Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a normal year, there would be Toy Fair in February and then Comic-Con in July, where they kind of bring out the fall exclusives.
Right.
And, you know, the line for the rest of the year. But this year, we've got a little thing called Celebration 4.
Ah, okay. So, you think they're holding back?
Convention. What's that?
You think they're kind of holding back in some areas?
Well, that's exactly it. They are holding back.
Okay.
So while there's a lot of stuff that is on display, there's a lot of stuff that they didn't want to put out yet because they want to save it to have something new to show at C4.
Okay. All right. So really, it's going to be kind of a three-tiered unveiling here. We're going to have, obviously, the early stuff. And a lot of this are things that maybe we haven't seen, but we certainly read about if you're following the developments on Rebel Scum and the Force.net. And so that's Toy Fair. And then we're going to see some new stuff, obviously, for at C4. And then lastly, the kind of the last attack is Comic-Con.
Right.
Okay.
Comic-Con, typically the exclusives that come out at the end of the year. In Hasbro's case, for example, they show a lot of the retailer exclusives that come out at Christmas time at Comic-Con.
All right. Well, Dan, let's get into specifics here. If our listeners haven't had an opportunity, you know, it is the weekend, if they haven't had an opportunity to get to their computers and look at some of these photos, let's talk about Master Replicas. What's the big news coming out of MR? Or I guess we should call them Corgi, but maybe not. They're maintaining the Master Replica name, is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
We haven't actually sat down with Master Replicas to have an interview with them yet.
Okay.
I did stop by their booth yesterday, on Saturday, and they were just getting set up.
Okay.
So I was able to see a few things. I took a couple pictures that posted on the website just as like a sneak preview.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing this year is an X-Wing.
Oh, so studio scale?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there was basically what we're going to see at Toy Fair, like I said, we're going back later today. What we're going to see is the model, the concept for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, again, another prototype mock-up.
Now, on the website, that's the one that appears kind of in pieces, right? There's
that's
a photo.
Correct.
Okay, so it's all in kind of a solid...
You can see, there's boxes everywhere yesterday.
Right.
In the madhouse.
Okay. So that's going to be kind of, well, I mean, on a smaller scale, but equivalent to their big release of the Falcon last year.
That's my understanding, right. And the Y-Wing and the AT-AT, you know, those all came out in previous years. So
any talk
of we'll know more about Master Replicas later today.
Okay. Was there any talk at this point of a autographed version or signature edition?
Nah, didn't ask about that yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hold off on Master Replicas. Let's go, let's turn the page to Sideshow. Now, Sideshow is probably, you just started posting this morning as we're recording this. On Sideshow.
Right.
What are the big things coming out of Sideshow?
Well, the biggest news is a new line of dioramas that they're starting up, the first of which will be Anakin versus Obi-Wan on Mustafar. So they're actually riding on top of one of these pieces of junk that are floating in the lava. The lightsaber's ready to go and can try to kill each other.
Now, are these statues, Dan?
It's kind of a mix.
Okay.
kind of a mix between, I mean, like their premium format figures.
Mm-hmm.
How they're statues, but they are, have clothing on them.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So they're sort of a hybrid of a statue and a figure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's actually very, very cool. This is the first one in a hopefully much larger line.
What's the scale? Is it quarter scale or 1/6 scale?
You know, I'm really not good with the quarters and 1/6. It seems to be about 6-inch scale.
Oh, okay. All right. So
whatever that turns out to be.
Okay. So the figures themselves are about 6 inches.
Right.
Okay.
And they're, you know, looks like I'm incorrect. I'm checking out the pictures right now.
Oh, okay.
It looks like I'm wrong. They are.
This is all new to everybody, folks. So you got to bear with us.
Yeah, this makes its debut today officially at the Sideshow booth.
Okay. So this is going to be the first in a new line of dioramas where they're getting more environment with the actual characters.
Correct.
And this is an Obi-Wan versus Anakin Mustafar. Okay. Very cool. Any hints as to what's to come in that line, or are they being pretty quiet about it?
Well, so far, this is the only one that they've shown. I'm not really sure what they have planned next. Dave could probably answer that one, if he was allowed to.
Well, okay, tell us about the Djarik table. What does this mean? Or is this just a one-off?
Okay, the Djarik holochess table is made... It's, from my understanding, it's in scale with the 12-inch line.
Right.
Okay, and the table itself is made out of polystone, and the holochess figures are made out of pewter, so there's some weight to them.
Wow, okay.
They're very small, but they're pretty sturdy for, you know, the size and what they are.
And they look very detailed.
They are. They will be painted in realistic colors rather than, like, the translucent holographic thing that we've seen from, other companies like Hasbro.
Right, right.
So they're more realistic style, but damn, they're cool.
Very cool. Well, I mean, is there any hints as to why they would have chosen this particular environment piece, you know, rather than something that would accompany figures that they've already made? Are they hinting maybe at a Chewbacca and a 3PO and an R2 to go with it, or?
One would think that, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
The official word on that, or unofficial word on that, is don't hold your breath.
Okay.
You know, at some point, I have a feeling it's something they would like to do with, make, obviously, Chewbacca and R2-D2 would be the two that would accompany this piece.
Well, you kind of think that might be, in a way, not to go off on too much of a tangent here, problematic for them because, you know, these figures are going to have to be able to sit. And they're going to have
right.
some sort of a seat or, you know, the bench that they're sitting around on the Falcon. So this just seems kind of an odd choice for them, you know, considering the fact that they have gone to such lengths to give us a lot of different characters in the Jabba's palace sequence. You would think that, you know, they would have some of those goofy flower planters and other, you know, environmental pieces for that rather than starting off with the Djarik. But maybe this is just
right.
an homage to A New Hope and being the 30th anniversary.
Well, you just hit it right on the head. Again, it's another classic trilogy celebration piece, and essentially the designers and the sculptors at Sideshow are big fans of the holochess monsters, so they're like, hey, why not?
Well, that's cool, and I'm not going to complain because the fact that they're starting a new line of kind of diorama based figures. And then you've got these environment pieces. It's a step in the right direction. I mean, I think most of us collectors are really, all these licensees have done such a good job over the years of giving us characters that we want, but we have nothing for them to do. So maybe this will start giving them something to do.
Right, right.
Plus, I could have my Darth Maul sitting down with, maybe Bib Fortuna playing a little bit of the Djarik, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
So anything else out of Sideshow? Now, you got up close and personal to the Asajj Ventress in the 12-inch
right.
scale.
We've seen Asajj Ventress, Princess Leia in her Bausch disguise, the creature pack with Bubo, the Womp Rat, and what's the other one called? Rockwart, something like that?
That's the one that I missed. Yeah, I was just going to say, that's
those
the one that I missed.
Those are actually pretty cool. They're a little bizarre, but they're pretty cool for the little pieces that they are, you know?
Okay. Well,
we've also seen Plo Koon and the three Endor soldiers.
Okay. Were they talking ship dates on any of those yet? Because I know we've all pre-ordered the Endor soldiers and Plo Koon.
That's a good question. I'll be sure to ask them on that.
Okay. So we haven't really had any major announcements as far as the quarter scale goes, the 12-inch figures. Do they have any big announcements for for Toy Fair?
I don't think there's anything that we can reveal.
Oh.
if I can put it that way.
That's a patented Dan Curto response right there. All right.
Well, I mean, some things have been discussed, and it's just a matter of waiting for the right time to do it and trying to do it right. They don't want to just, I mean, people want to have clone troopers or Boba Fett, you know, things like that, the popular characters. They want to save characters like the armor, like those two I just mentioned, until they're able to really get it done the right way.
Okay.
And I'm actually glad they're taking their time with it.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, I mean, so far they've all been home runs, in my opinion, on the 12-inch scale. They really have.
They're amazing pieces.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of the Endor troopers, but, you know, I forgive them because I know that it did. There's a number of collectors that was exciting for them. So,
right.
All right.
Well,
so
for them too, because some of the likenesses of the troopers, I've seen some of them walking around yesterday.
Oh,
let's just put it that way.
Oh, these toy sculptures.
Let's put it that way.
such vanity. All right. So, anything else really to hit out of Sideshow? Are we?
Well, like I said, we're going back later today. Yesterday, everybody was really just getting set up. The show at Javits Center doesn't officially begin until today, but we were able to get a couple of sneak peeks, like at Master Replicas and Sideshow.
So. Well, I think the bottom line here, folks, is you've got to be checking out. I mean, they've got really up-to-the-minute coverage, and we'll get into that a little bit too, Dan, before we let you go, kind of give the listeners an idea of what your life is like while you're there. But you got to be checking Rebel Scum all day long, well, actually for the next several days, to see all these photos. And even after the show, you'll probably be uploading things that you didn't get a chance to.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, let's move over to Gentle Giant.
Okay.
What do we got going on good at Gentle Giant?
Well, Gentle Giant has on display in their showroom quite a few things we've seen before. Okay, we've seen the Obi-Wan Kenobi before. We've seen the Jabba Hutt I mentioned earlier, the statues. But there's a number of new mini busts, number of new statues coming, a couple of new bust ups. Speaking of the bust ups, this is really cool. They're changing the bust ups a little bit this year to include. Normally they're just the head and shoulders midsection of whatever the character is, but they're going to mix it up a little bit by including full figure.
Oh, really?
Smaller. Yeah, they'll still be about 2 inches tall or whatever, but it'll be the full figure, and also some display scenes. For example, the ones that we saw were like Princess Leia in her Endor gear, which she would be a bust up size, the normal, head to waist. But then next to her is a full figure of Wicket, Low Gray, I think one of the early a character from another wave was an exploding Death Star.
So they're pieces that all go together then to create some sort of a scene.
Right, right. You put them together and you build this little scene, or you build the figure, or you build the bust. But they're all in the same, 2-inch size.
Now, are they reminiscent of the Unleashed Battle Packs that we're seeing out of Hasbro?
Kind of. I mean, in scale-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they've done in Hellboy and The Simpsons. They've done bust-ups for those properties. And check out their site. You can see pictures of what I'm talking about. For the Star Wars ones, we weren't allowed to take photography because they're not approved yet.
Oh, okay.
But the really fun part about this, or I don't know, people may complain. it's
Star Wars fans internet. Complaining? You never know.
Yeah. The fun part about this is each piece in the wave will include an extra accessory that you can assemble another something.
Oh.
Okay. Sort of like the Build-A-Figure from the Marvel Legends line.
Right, right, right.
Same concept.
Okay.
Wave one will be R2-D2. Get pieces to put an R2-D2 together.
Now, will the R2 be in the same scale as all the other that you're buying, or will it be a little bit different?
Actually, I mean, without having a figure to compare it to, mm-hmm. he's similar in scale to the action figure line.
Okay.
And I may be wrong about that, but it just appeared to me that he's a little bit bigger than your normal bust-up.
Okay.
And he looks really cool.
Great. Well, let's talk
about... Wave 2, I think it's going to be an AT-ST, about the same action figure size. So it'll be bigger than a bust-up, but not, you know, big to put anything in it.
Okay. Well, and it looks like they're still moving ahead with the animated statues. I saw one. Now, I don't know. Have we had photos of the Yoda in the R2 before, or is this new?
That was the new one.
Okay.
The Yoda in the R2 is from the Dagobah sequence in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, it's I'm looking at it right now. It is really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be an exclusive later in the year. Although I don't know where yet. Mm. That will be announced.
You know why it's an exclusive, Dan? Because I want
that.
It. Because I want it, and I probably won't be able to get it now that it's an exclusive. But no, it's great.
There's also an exclusive Mace Windu in that line that looks really cool.
Oh, he does. He looks fantastic. I was really excited to see that. I think, didn't we? We ran a poll over at Rebel Scum about which of some of the animated characters from the Tartakovsky cartoon you'd like to see. I think Mace won out on that poll.
Yes, that's true.
So, any kind of coincidence there?
No, I forgot about that. You just said it.
Yeah. Now, you said that there is, and I see a glimpse of it, of the photo of the animated version of Han Solo in Stormtrooper gear.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I seeing here?
There's a Han Solo in Stormtrooper gear bust up.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm seeing.
With Luke Skywalker.
All right.
Those are small. They're with the Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be exclusive later in the year, and there are actually two versions of those planned. One will be clean, and the other will be dirty. Now, if both will be released, I'm not sure. You know, the details on that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I mean, you know, they look really cool. They're the Stormtrooper. They appear to be the Stormtrooper bust-ups from Wave 2.
All right.
With Han and Luke heads.
Okay. All right.
Actually, I think we've seen those at like other conventions before.
I think we've talked about those before. I mean, the amount of it's just sometimes difficult to keep up with how much information comes out. I mean. With all these different licensees, and especially now that there's almost some overlap. I mean, you're talking about these kind of full-bodied bust-ups, and they're kind of similar to the Unleashed Battle Packs. I mean, it's just tough to keep up. But so as far as the animated go for this year, we've already seen the Jawa in the 3PO. That's coming out. We've already seen the Boba in the Stormtrooper, but new... at Rebel Scum right now that you can see is the Yoda from the Dagobah sequence kind of having his little fight with R2, which is really cool. And then the Mace Windu. The Mace Windu is great. He's deflecting a blaster bolt with his lightsaber. He just looks awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. There are two other ones that the prototypes were shown. We couldn't shoot them, but we can talk about them.
Okay.
And they are Han Solo and Chewbacca from A New Hope.
Oh, are they sort of in that iconic pose where they're like the... Hasbro did the, I think, the 25th anniversary two-pack of them. You know what I'm talking about? They're kind of standing next to each other and both shooting their blasters. Is that what they're going for?
Yes, they're very dynamic, but they're not quite in that exact pose.
Okay.
They are very dynamic shooting at something. And it's funny because when I first saw them, I thought to myself, I don't know if you remember, several years ago there was a comic book series, Star Wars Underworld.
Okay.
It was very cartoony art style, very caricaturish. And when I first saw this Chewbacca maquette yesterday, I thought, God, that looks just like it came out of the comic.
Mm.
If you remember the series and you like the series, you'll be happy to see it. But as it turns out, no, it's just something that they had come up with, with Lucasfilm to represent the characters. And it actually looks pretty damn cool, I'll tell you.
Excellent. Well, tell me about the mini helmets.
Okay, the mini helmets. Now, this led to a little bit of confusion because I remember the Star Wars Armory that was on display back in 2004.
Okay.
And these are not them.
All right.
Mini helmets are from Japan that they've been, General Giant has been importing.
Okay. Well, and maybe I shouldn't say, Dan, maybe I shouldn't say mini helmets because, I mean, you know, there, I guess you could call them mini helmets and masks, too, because, I mean, there's a Greedo, there's a Gamorrean guard and a Yoda that I'm looking at.
Yep, that's a new twist. They're pretty cool. I mean, they're in that same scale, the same size, but I'm not sure when exactly they're coming out.
So we're talking about maybe how big, an inch or 2 inches?
The helmets are roughly 2.5 inches.
Okay.
And then they come on little stands.
Yeah, they're pretty neat. I'd say that the helmets are a little cooler than the masks.
I agree.
I mean, some of the masks look, I don't know, they're about as good as the, like the Greedo looks like almost like a Pez dispenser top. it's kind of, well, and then 3PO does too, but I mean, how much variation you have on 3PO. But then you got the Gamorrean guard and it looks really detailed. It looks very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we got those little. So we got the little helmets. What else are we talking about? We've got
over
the statues.
In the statue line.
Yeah,
yeah. There's and again, because of it's not quite final yet. There is a great statue of Darth Vader from the Empire Strikes Back, and he's kneeling on a platform.
Oh wow! But no photos of that.
No photos of that because again, you know, it's not final. It's not approved. But wow, very, very impressive. And the cape is flowing down off the base. You remember the scene where he was talking to the Emperor,
yes,
the hologram?
Right.
And that's what it is. I mean, it's right out of that.
Wow. Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Very cool.
There's also a Senate guard, the blue Coruscant guard.
Mm.
That's another statue that's coming out. And I think that may be an exclusive, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And then, are those the ones then that we don't have photographs of?
Correct.
All right, but we do have photographs.
The Gentle Giant had a lot of stuff that was no photos, please, because it's all pending approval.
Okay.
And that's actually common for this time of year.
All right.
So it's not like they're trying to say, don't shoot anything.
Of course, they didn't say that back in July with the Slave Leia, did they?
I wasn't there. It's all I can say, I wasn't there.
Well, and you were talking about this when we first started, but let's just run through them again real quick. The ones that we do have photos of is a very impressive several-piece Jabba throne room environment that's going to include, well, tell us all who's in there.
Well, they have Jabba the Hutt, obviously, Ula sitting on his throne, and the members of the Revo band are also included. They're not all as one big set. They're all available separately.
They're all separately. So Ula is separate from Jabba and the throne, and Bib's separate from everything else. And
I believe so. Now, she did tell me something, and I have to admit I'm not up on all of it, the story, but there is going to be a redemption for Bib Fortuna.
Okay.
And if you know more about that, that might make more sense.
Okay. All right.
Sorry to flake on you here. I'm kind of.
I think my favorite has got to be, Dan, the Jawa fanning Jabba with the leaf in the back. That's that's really cool. How are they getting
Karat? I think.
Dan, how are they getting these Jawas? Their eyes glowing. Is it just the photography, or are they actually glowing?
Well, the Jawas, the minibuses, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking here at the statues. I'm looking here at the statues, and this Jawa's eyes glowing, and then the minibus that we're going to talk about here in a second, their eyes are glowing too.
There are little lights inside the base of the figure.
Excellent. That's really cool.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few of those, so it's not just a display piece, but it's a little more interactive, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was knocked over when Sideshow put out their Jabba throne room, and you know, there's something for everybody. If you're more of a statue guy, and you're into the Jabba's sequence, this is really something to take a look at. Because I mean, the detail on this is incredible. Well, let's talk about the bust ups. What do we got going on? I'm sorry, the minibus. Excuse me. The minibus. Yeah.
The minibus, there's probably one of the coolest series are the Jawas. We're just talking about Jawas.
Mm-hmm.
There are two different Jawas. It'll come as a two-pack, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are three in the picture, and the reason there are three in the picture is because one of the Jawas will come with alternate weapons.
Oh, okay.
Sort of like how the Stormtroopers were
right.
a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
So you get different arms that you can mix and match.
So the photo
other Jawa
okay.
is the best. Because he's got R5-D4's head in his hands, and he's like tinkering inside of it.
Well, you saw Dustin was going all crazy over that one.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah. He's taking apart an astromech. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
But it is really cool, and the detail work that they've got inside the head of the astromech is just amazing. Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, got all the wiring and everything.
And their eyes are glowing. It's awesome. And, of course, then we have some great...
I guess that's punishment for Skippy for blowing his motivator, you know?
That's right. Well, and then we've got some great photos that you've taken of the... Now, these are really... The Obi-Wan and the Princess Leia from A New Hope, they're fantastic. Obi-Wan was actually the first Gentle Giant minibus that I ever purchased, and I'm really looking forward to getting that this spring. Just the likeness to Guinness is incredible, and this
yeah,
is one of
really
the better
cool.
Carrie Fisher likenesses I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And so
again,
they don't
a new
disappoint
hope characters.
When you. Oh yeah, it's all about A New Hope.
Yep.
And they don't disappoint when you get up close, do they?
No, they're really nice, really nicely done, nice detail on all the characters. There's the Jango Fett with the removable helmet, which actually it's not a removable helmet. I think it's in a different head you can swap out.
Okay. And then there's also a clone trooper with a Tamara Morrison head, right?
Right. Now that's the Coruscant clone trooper with the gray markings from the loading platform.
Okay.
In Revenge of the Sith. That'll be Action Figure Express exclusive, I believe. And there's a whole, basically there's a wall of clone troopers.
Oh my, I couldn't believe how many clone troopers they've got coming out this year.
Yeah, they're all exclusive.
Well, and the one that is, oh, they're all going to be exclusive.
All the clone commanders are going to be exclusive
oh,
throughout
boy.
The year. It's part of a clone commander tour or something. I forget the exact name she told me, but I think that's what they're calling it. They're just, every one of them is like, oh, man, this is awesome. The Cody is my favorite, though, with the light-up hologram in his palm.
I wanted to try to describe this for our listeners if you haven't had a chance to check the website. But, yeah, it's Cody, and he's got Palpatine, of course, the hologram of Palpatine right in the palm of his hand, and it's lighting up. It almost looks like they just pulled it right out of the movie. I mean, that's how good it looks.
Exactly.
And then we've got... Go ahead.
Each of the clone commanders, I mean, there's Commander Cody, Commander Bly, Commander Bakara, Commander Gree, Commander Neo. They'll all be available later in the year through different tours as they go around, all of which General Giant will announce later in the year.
I'd imagine these are going to be pretty limited, too.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and tell us about the... now, this story broke just a couple days ago, but tell us about the EU exclusive that we've got, which would be the second Gentle Giant EU character after Mara Jade. And this is going to be an exclusive at C4, right?
Darth Malak, yep.
And he looks very cool.
He'll be at C4. And it's funny because this is another thing I was saying a little bit earlier. Because I said to him, I said, well, that's kind of an interesting choice. You know,
right.
an EU character like him, and she said that the idea is they're celebrating all of Star Wars, not just the classic trilogy. So while there's a number of classic trilogy coming out, they also want to branch off into everything, what they're calling the saga.
Okay. So they're taking a very large approach, or expansive approach to celebrating the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. But I mean, it looks fantastic, so you can't really fault it.
No, it does. It's incredible. Hey, one question I have for you. I'm looking at the Yoda, and yep. Of course, I'm a big Yoda fan. Yoda and Obi-Wan are my two faves, so this is probably one that I'm going to get. It looks strange. Was this one not finished? Or it almost has kind of an ethereal glow to it. Is it?
Exactly.
Is that what we're...
a spirit Yoda that lights up.
Oh, wow. Very
and
cool. That's kind of what I was hoping. What's
it? That's exactly what it is. And although we weren't allowed to photograph it yet, there is an Obi-Wan Kenobi spirit that lights up as well.
Now, is it the same sculpt as the episode 4 Guinness?
Same sculpt as the other one.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've seen this sculpt of Yoda before then.
I believe it's the Dagobah Yoda that came out last year.
Okay.
Years ago.
Are these going to be exclusives, these holographic versions?
Yes. I'm not sure where that they're going to be exclusive to, but yeah.
Okay. Wow. A lot of really exciting things coming out of Gentle Giant. All right.
Go ahead.
What? There's even more. Okay, do tell.
Yeah, both of the Royal Guards were shown as prototypes, as well. The Red Guard and the Blue Guard as minibuses.
Oh, okay.
And you remember the Royal Guard statue that came out last year?
Right.
The Red Guard.
Yes.
Basically, it's very similar, just the minibus version.
Okay. Well, and we don't have photos of that. That was off limits as well.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. What a bunch of spoil sports over there at Gentle Giant.
Well, you know, you have to understand, too. They want to show off as much as they can, but a lot of stuff is still pending approval.
No, I'm just giving them a hard time because I'm here and you're there. All right. Well, what we really got to do is get this thing up to be a video podcast. Then we'd really be talking. Maybe we can get something like that going for C4. But all right. Well, if we're done up with Gentle Giant, let's turn to what I'm sure a good majority of our listeners are curious about, Hasbro. And I know a lot of us were thinking, my gosh, are they going to have anything new to show us? And in my estimation, and how they had something new. Can you talk first about Force Unleashed?
Oh, you want to start with that?
I think we might as well, because for me personally, I thought that was the biggest story coming out of Hasbro.
Well, the Force Unleashed line will be out towards the end of the year, and not all of the figures were shown, okay?
Okay.
But the figures that were shown, wow, I mean, really, really impressive. Battle Damage, Darth Vader.
Oh, that one just gave me chills, man. That one is incredible.
Yeah. And I mean,
when we say Battle Damage, we don't mean, you know, the way he looked... this isn't crispy fried Anakin. This is Vader in armor, well, so to speak, but he's torn, he's ripped, he's got one animatronic leg completely showing, wires ripped out of his chest plate, half of his helmet's blown off. I mean, it's incredible.
That's right. He's definitely been through the ringer. This isn't some ripped clothing or scratches on the body. This is like, he's been through a lot.
Well, and for those of you that are Hyperspace members and you've been watching this Star Wars 07 slowly getting revealed. Now, this is the new video game. This is the next-gen game that's being prepped for release later this year. And they've got a kind of similar to the Shadows of the Empire campaign where, Dan, now is it just Hasbro or some of the other licensees going to get involved on this?
There's quite a bit.
Okay.
I've actually known about this for a while now, you hit it right on the head. Similar to Shadows of the Empire and the Clone Wars, a multimedia crossover is in the works from mm-hmm. Lucasfilm, and the biggest component of that, of course, will be the Force Unleashed video game.
Okay.
Now, we're told that the official details will be announced on Tuesday.
So maybe some plot points?
Well, I'm not sure about plot points, but they're going to pretty much tell us all about the game and who these figures are, supposedly.
Okay.
Because while we see the figures, we weren't told their names.
Okay. Well, and we've got some.
And,
we've got
of course, being me, I asked. And they said, well, we can't tell you their names because that's part of their press release. I said, got it.
Well, and some of them are carrying lightsabers, so we know that we've got some Jedi in here. What this looks like to me, folks, is this is probably going to be a story that's going to have one big kind of Jedi uprising, maybe an attempted Jedi uprising against the Empire. Well, and this is what we'd call
the Purge. Remember the Purge comic book, right?
Right, right.
Right. Same idea. Vader hunting down the remaining Jedi, bringing the full force of the Empire down. And that's essentially what we're seeing with the action figures. But not only are there action figures, but there's also a line of the Unleashed Battle Packs that are going to be in this Force Unleashed theme.
Well, I was really surprised when I saw that, because that shows me that, I mean, if they're having this influence all the lines, so I mean they're really serious about this then.
Right, right. Yeah, and plus there's also a role-playing lightsaber that's going to be with it, too. You know, the spring-loaded lightsabers that are out now?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be another one just like that. The blade pops up, just like the spring-loaded lightsabers, but in addition, there's like this claw attachment that springs open.
Wow.
And if you follow the EU, you know, the idea is that this little blade guard is a cortosis blade for Sith lightsabers.
Wow.
To kind of protect you from their blades. Cortosis cancels out lightsaber energy, so.
Okay. All right. Well, there's your EU lesson for the
podcast. Yeah, I'm not trying to take Jay's spot with the EU concept here, folks.
We need to get Professor Shepard in here. All right. Well, I mean, Dan, just to kind of go through some of these, obviously I've raved about the Vader. I really like this female Imperial officer. She's kind of neat.
Yes, and that's the first time we've seen a female Imperial in action figure form.
Yeah, and she's nice. And we also
absolutely.
We also
and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw another one at some point.
All right. Well, Dan, you got something caught in your throat there, I think.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. And we got some troopers. No real information on these troopers, but we are seeing more evolution in the clone trooper design. This is, I think, a good hybrid between the clone trooper and the stormtrooper.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, because they're definitely bridging the gap between Episode 3 and Episode 4. And that's where this whole Force Unleashed multimedia event, I suppose, is going to take place.
Well, in what I was saying earlier about if you're following the conceptual art that's being released or has been released for this, what they're calling Star Wars 07, which we now know to be Star Wars Force Unleashed, one of the most recent photos was of the Royal Guard reversed, where he's all black and yet the visor is red. And we've got a figure of that, and he is bad to the bone.
Yeah, he's really cool. The rumor mill, I suppose, calls him the Shadow Guard.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's an official name or anything, but basically think of the Emperor's Royal Guard, where he was red and black and switched the colors, black and red. And he has this lightsaber lance type of weapon, which is really, really cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's kind of an interesting-looking female that comes with a... she's not much clothing, but she comes with a lightsaber.
Right.
So she looks into it. Well,
if you look closely, you'll notice she's Zadrak, too. She's got the horns on her head, too.
Okay. See,
take that what you will.
Yep. Okay. Very interesting. All right.
And there's another Jedi, too. He's sort of an older mentor-looking type character.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what his name is or what the deal is, but as far as Jedi go, he's pretty cool looking.
Wow. I am getting so pumped. I mean, first of all, I've been watching all of the films again on HBO. They've been on all week. Most of them,
Attack of the Clones was just on a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. And I've just been getting so pumped up for this year. I mean, I'm just busting. And it's awesome that you are there and are able to kind of give us the scoop. So let's move on. Let's just go to the basic 30th anniversary collection. We've been talking about this for a long time. Any surprises here, Dan, or is it pretty much what you expected to see?
Well, character-wise, we've known from leaked lists that, Wave 1 through 4, which is on display, mm-hmm. We know what pretty much they all are. And they're just really, really nice to see them.
Yeah. What stands out to you the most?
The Macquarie figures are fantastic. The Chewbacca looks really nice.
Mm.
The Macquarie Darth Vader comes with two different heads, or two different heads, because they're on the ball joint.
Right.
And they're completely different mask designs.
Yeah, they are.
Really
cool. Yeah, they are very cool. I'm looking at the photo right now.
If you remember the pictures of Boba Fett, when they announced that, the Macquarie concept Boba Fett had a similar thing. There's two different heads for
right.
the different helmet design.
Well, and speaking of Boba Fett, we've got the animated debut figure of how he appeared in the holiday special. I think this is one of the runaway figures. I mean, I think this one just looks fantastic. I love the paint scheme on him.
He is cool.
Very cool. And what's also nice to see, too, and I'm a figure on card collector. I love seeing the photos of them on the card. And we've got pretty much waves 1 through 4 pictured up on the card, and that includes the new, for me, this is the controversial one, Dan, the new Jedi Luke. We've all been waiting for a new Jedi Luke. I really panned it when the first photos came out a couple weeks ago on the show. What do you think? This is a super articulated Luke.
Well, you and I have had this conversation about super articulated figures before.
Right.
This is a really nice figure. It'll have a lot of play value. But the, the inclusion of soft goods in this particular format kind of make them look really bulky, which may or may not be a good thing. The joints and the elbows kind of look a little odd to me, but a lot of figures are doing that these days, so I'm sort of getting used to it.
Mm.
I'm happy to see that he comes with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
For everybody that wants the Death Star 2 Luke, you're almost getting it.
Yeah, right. But no little, no flap.
He doesn't have the flap down, but he does have the, suit underneath.
Right, right. Well, yeah, and the hands look a little big to me, too. I'm looking at it. I hate to say it, Dan. And, we had a great time with Daryl DePriest back at Christmas time, but I'd even have to take him to task on this one and just say, this Luke looks like he came out of the G.I. Joe Sigma 6 line. With all respect. Now, all right,
even that Luke is better than the other Luke. Yes,
well, you know what? I will give credit here. The head sculpt is great. From what I can tell.
Jedi Luke?
Yes. Yeah. Looks excellent. Some interesting things with the environment pieces. We're getting another piece of the cantina with a couple of bar stools. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, this is a big news here, because there are two cantina creatures coming this year, Ellis Hellrot and Mayim Oneth, who we have, actually, the Mayim Oneth we have not seen before Toy Fair. We've heard the name. We never saw any pictures of it. Now we see it, and she's quite ugly, but that's actually good Star Wars creatures. But both of those characters will come with half of the U-piece bar end.
Okay.
Do you remember the Cantina bar sets from a few years ago?
Right. Kmart exclusives, I think. Were those Kmart
originally
exclusives?
Originally they were Walmart exclusives, and then they came out as Kmart exclusives
okay.
in the box set.
Right, that's right.
Yep.
Okay. So that's really exciting for... Yeah, I was just saying that's really exciting because there's been a lot of screaming for this.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, people have been dying for it. And they look really, really nice. The curved pieces, you put them together and they'll make the full rounded end.
Mm-hmm.
Also come with the bar stool, so you'll get the full effect of the cantina piece. And at some point in the future, they'll also do the center piece as well. But they're going to try to limit... cantina aliens or Jabba's Palace aliens to a couple a year because they want to spread them out. They don't want to release everything all at once.
Okay.
But this type of environment that they include in some of the figures, that really kills them cost-wise.
Hmm.
They don't, it's extra cost to make. They don't really get their money back because they don't charge extra for it. But I talked with some of the designers about this, and they said, even though it costs us money, we really want to do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to do it as much as possible because it does add a certain play factor to it. I mean, everybody was asking about play sets and dioramas and some kind of thing like that. This is kind of a way to give you a little bit of that so you can have a little scene to go with your figures.
Yeah, and I mean, out of these figures, I mean, a number of them are coming with environment pieces. We've also got Oompa Stay, which was Jabba's drummer in the in Return of the Jedi, special edition. I don't know, I associate him more with the special edition. Is he in the original? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, he's in the special edition.
Yeah, he was a special edition character added. And he's got a big
about
gong, yeah.
Him.
Yeah,
he comes with half the gong.
Right.
To fit on the card, it's actually half the gong. And if you look on the back of it, which I did, they have both a male and female end that you can stick together. So if you want to buy two of him, you could put a full gong together, which naturally leads to the question, well, are you going to make an Ak Rev with the other half of the gong? Okay, one would think that would be the next logical, you know. The answer to that question is not this year.
Okay.
Probably not next year. At some point, they'd like to get back to it, you know. But,
right.
Right now, we're just getting the one.
So if you want a full gong, you better buy two of these initially. All right. Okay, so there's a lot of figures to cover. Most of them we've already seen. There are, but by all means, check it out at Rebel Scum. There's enough new stuff there to make you check it out, particularly the Macquarie Vader, and just some better pictures than what we've seen before. There's also
right.
One
thing to note, sort of disappointing.
Mm.
You know, we saw the pictures of Biggs a few weeks ago.
Right.
It popped up, and he didn't have a cape. Well, he didn't have a cape yesterday either. Turns out they forgot about the cape.
You're not joking about this?
I'm not joking, because we specifically asked about this, you know, because everybody, over in our forums, people were asking questions that we would ask Hasbro, and that was one of the questions, you know, will Biggs come with the cape? And the answer looks to be no.
Maybe we'll have.
And I don't understand. Even a soft goods cape from Darth Vader would throw him on there, and you'd be fine. No, they forgot about the cape.
So maybe a mail-in. Can we get a mail-in cape or something with some of our Jedi points?
I don't know. I didn't understand it either.
Oh my gosh!
Speaking of mail-ins, though, there is going to be another mail-in this year.
Yes, tell us about that. We want to talk about the vintage 30th anniversary collection. So the Ultimate Galactic Hunt returns for year two.
Right.
Is this what you're talking about, the mail-in?
Yep. Yep.
All right.
The Ultimate Galactic Hunt from this year, which, you know, there were two parts to it. One was the Chase holograms, and the other was the send-away for the George Lucas and Stormtrooper figure. Well, they're going to bring back the Ultimate Galactic Hunt, and part of it will be gold coins. Every figure coming with coins this year. There'll be a number of gold coin variants. And they haven't said how many that's going to be. But last year it was 10. I see no reason to think it wouldn't be 10 this year.
Okay.
But I don't know. The other half of it, which is a little more exciting, is that each of the VTAC figures, I guess they're called, the vintage line, the six figures will have a redemption sticker, coin, card, I don't know, included with it. I'm sorry, not a coin, that you send in for the six coins of those characters, because the vintage line back in the day didn't have coins, right?
Right.
And these recreations also will not have coins, but you can send away for them. And in addition to that, you'll come with a special collector case. I think it's like a leather-bound, I don't know if it's a box or a binder, that will hold seven coins. Now, you're probably thinking,
seven coins?
Wait, there's six figures. Why is there a seventh coin? The reason is, yesterday we were given a Toy Fair exclusive seventh coin, which was very cool. I really liked it. But they said, you know, fans in the past have said, well, Toy Fair exclusives, we give them out to, you know, the press and whatnot, and collectors are like, well, gee, I would like to get one of those. You'll be able to get one of those through this Ultimate Galactic Hunt redemption program. So they really are trying to think of the fans and let everybody have a chance at it.
Well, that sounds good, and I like that. I mean, it's a little it's a little underwhelming considering how I thought how cool the figure was that they gave us last year.
Right.
With the Georgia, I would rather have it rather than being a book and an extra coin. I'd rather have it be another figure. But you know, being that well, as
maybe,
it is,
maybe Biggs the cake. Or the other half of the gong, right?
Now, that is the ultimate galactic hunt, is looking for Bix's yeah. cape. Maybe Tank took it. Who knows?
Maybe.
Or Fixer, whatever. All right, well...
Fixer or Cammy. No, Tank works for the Empire now. He doesn't...
That's right. Yeah, you've been reading your Rebellion. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about the figures specifically. By far, I think, I would say, out of all the photos that you've posted, these six figures, for me, are the best. I mean, they're absolutely incredible.
They are. They're really nice. Now, here's one thing to note. I didn't see this myself, but word of mouth spread, and we had a couple of guests over the hotel room last night, and they were telling us that there was a different Han Solo hophead shown in the very beginning of the presentation that was quickly removed because it wasn't approved. And it's Han Solo with the hood up.
Oh.
For the vintage figure. And I'm not at all sure. Like I said, I didn't know about it until last night. But
does this mean that this could be either a running variant or they themselves don't know which one it's going to be, hood up or hood down?
It might be even like a pack-in or something.
Oh, okay. So maybe an extra head.
Right. Since they're doing several of the figures with extra heads this year, so that would be an option,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. Well, and we've also got the Hoth trooper with a soft goods skirt, I guess we could call it.
Right.
And he looks great. He looks great. And it actually looks like, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, is the hood part of the helmet also a soft piece?
Well, we can't usually touch the figures.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like to me that you could remove it, and I tried to peek underneath the shelf to see for myself whether it did or not.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's not like the figure from the tin sets.
Right.
With the removable helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is, and I might be wrong on that.
Okay. Well, of course, for me, I think the star of the show is the Bespin Fatigues Luke.
Absolutely.
Incredible figure. I know this one's always had a soft spot for me because this was one of my favorite vintage figures when I was a kid, was the Bespin Luke.
Yeah.
And
me too. And, you know, even the Power of the Force 2 figure was still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Despite the goofy sculpt and the buff proportions.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it too. There's something about that outfit that I really liked. And this one looks fantastic. Do we have the token removable hand with this?
I don't know.
With a magnetic stump
let me check.
Bloody stump.
Well, yeah, a lot of the figure parts the recent years have been poppable, I suppose.
Right. Well, that's true.
So I would imagine this does come off.
Right. Well, it's also, I just want to note, too, you not only have the loose photographs, but you also have pictures of them on the card. And to really appreciate this particular line, you have to look at, I think, at the pictures of them on the card, because it's just so much fun to see them on the vintage cards in the new design.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Bossk also. And, you know, I'm not really a big Bossk fan, but it's a great figure, nonetheless.
Bossk is cool.
Come on, Bossk is cool. It's a great figure. I wish they would make one whose toes wiggled like he does in when he looks up at him in Empire. Also, IG-88, another one that
IG-88 rocks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it looks like, Dan, they finally found a way to make these thinner arms and legs. I don't know. This one looks more substantial than the ones in the past. So that's cool.
It's really nice, and it's articulated too, which is impressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks great. And then, of course, Princess Leia in her Endor gear with her poncho and helmet, and she looks good. She looks real good.
Yeah, we were able to convince them to take the helmet off for us, but we couldn't convince them to take the poncho off.
Look, she's not wearing anything underneath it, I think.
Well, no, she wears her Rebel outfit.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's Gentle Giant that makes
the party layout.
Oh my gosh!
Fun reference there.
All right. So, okay. I think we've what? Okay. Well, I'm sure we have some folks that are fans of the Transformers line out there. Anything big happening there?
The biggest thing for the Transformers, literally, is the Death Star, and that transforms into Darth Vader. And images of that leaked from the British Toy Fair last month, but it's actually a really cool toy. It has sounds, it has lights, it comes with several different minifigures that you can fit inside. He's got, you remember Voltron years ago, where everybody had formed together to make this big giant robot guy?
Mm-hmm.
I think they ride in his legs, there's a pod in his arm, it's sweet. When you put it together as the Death Star, there's little TIE fighters that you can attach to it flying around.
That
they're
is
not
cool.
Scale, but they're pretty cool looking.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that line, but certainly that sounds like it does. You know, Hasbro always talking about the play factor, and it sounds like it's got a lot of playability.
Yeah, kids are going to eat this up big time.
Okay.
There's Mace Windu and his Jedi Starfighter, the purple one.
Mm-hmm.
Safety Tin from the Clone Wars with his Jedi Starfighter. It's orange, just like the Hasbro toy. Let's see, what else? Snowspeeder that turns into Luke, I believe.
Mm.
Commander Cody that turns into a clone turbo tank. A clone pilot turns into the Republic gunship. And the AT-AT that turns into an AT-AT driver. Although that one that was on display was broken.
No.
We couldn't see it transform. He tried to show us and the thing fell apart in his hand. I hope the best for him.
Oh, gosh. That's embarrassing at a trade show, isn't it? Look at our product.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did warn us that it was broken, so.
Oh, okay. You know. Well, let's talk about Unleashed. Now, Pete's not here, so he won't be here to pout and scream. I didn't see any 7-inch Unleashed in this in these photos.
No, the 7-inch Unleashed line is pretty much kaput.
Yeah.
They may come out with some during the year as an exclusive or two. I mean, there's the 3 that's coming out later this year, the Shadow Stormtrooper, the Obi-Wan and Anakin again. But sales really just haven't warranted it.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to focus most of their attention on the Unleashed Battle Packs line, which we were saying earlier, there's one for Forced Unleashed. There's one for A New Hope with the Tusken Raiders and the Jawas. And there's another one which has a lot of Imperials, TIE Fighter pilots, Imperial officers. I mean, if you're a fan of this line, there's a lot coming. They're not giving up on it at all. And the packaging looks great. They changed it completely.
Yeah. Yeah, they do look good, and they're improving. You know, something else that is kind of improving, I don't know if it's improving or I'm just really, if you've been listening to the podcast, I'm really starting to like more and more, which is the Galactic Heroes. And they've got me now because they have a Han and Carbonite, and that's one of my little Star Wars fetishes. So I got to collect all the Han and Carbonite stuff. So now all of a sudden I got a new line to collect. So Galactic Heroes.
They are so fun. Because, all right, I'm 38 years old, all right? I don't really play with my toys anymore. I put them up in display. I shoot them for the photo archive. And I pretty much leave them lying around my office. Well, when my kids come in or my nieces and nephews come over, they see toys and they want to play with them.
Right.
I'm not going to let them play with them. Crazy. But you give them these Galactic Heroes and they just eat that up and they could bang them around, throw them against the wall. It doesn't matter. They're not going to break. They're sturdy. They're cute. They're fun. Kids dig them.
Yeah, and
Hasbro's not stupid. Hasbro's very smart. They said, boy, the Galactic Heroes seem to be doing well. We have several other properties that may look well, good in this scale. So there's a Spider-Man line, there's a Marvel Superheroes line, there's a Transformers line.
Yeah,
all coming out just like the
they're doing. I've seen some of the Marvel. I haven't seen the Transformers yet. Those aren't out.
No, we were not allowed to shoot the Transformers, but it'll all be part of the upcoming movie.
Okay.
There's a lot of Transformers stuff that we were showing yesterday. It's just really, really impressive.
Excellent. You know, we got listeners going, Transformers, who cares? right now. They're turning the podcast off. okay.
Say no more.
Well, so Galactic Heroes, some very cool things. Like we said, we've got a Boosh. Now does the Boosh come with the Haunting Carbonite? Is the Haunting Carbonite a separate, or they'll be part of a 3-pack, right?
They'll be part of a 2-pack, right?
Okay. Because we've got a Han as he looked on the skiff battle, without the vest, and we got Haunting Carbonite. We got Boosh, a bounty hunter named Boosh, and with the Haunting Carbonite, we also
it's
have
so
a.
Funny you say Boosh. I say Boosh.
You know, I say Boosh just because of it. It's been kind of a running gag on the show here. Is that
right? I know.
That I say it just because that's how I learned it. You know. But we also have a removable helmet Vader, and I love it. He's smiling and waving. It's very cute. It's very cute. He's like, "Hi, Mom." And then we got the Royal Guard. This really is a home run line. Now, if we could just get Hasbro to concentrate on making this line for the kids and the 3¾ for us collectors, we'd be golden. I kid.
But you know, a lot of collectors also buy the Galactic Heroes line.
It's yeah.
Not just really, I mean, yeah, it is targeted for kids, obviously, but I know a lot of adult collectors that are into it as well.
Oh, I'm loving the, I got to say, Dan, too, I'm loving the Chewbacca as he's dragging 3PO behind him in the in the net.
Yeah.
The expression on 3PO's face is just perfect. Perfect. I mean, this line's got to be a lot of fun for the guys at Hasbro, though. It really does.
I think so. Yeah, they totally dig it.
Yeah. So I used to dish on this line, but I'm not anymore. I'm converted. I'll probably start picking those up. So, oh,
you
one thing.
To say to yourself, I may not be the target audience. That's all.
That's right. You know, I think that's great to remind our fellow collectors. Is that, and I think Daryl did a nice job of expressing that when we had him on over Christmas. Is you got to think about target audience, and you know, not every piece is going to appeal to you. Like the Transformers, they don't appeal to me. I wasn't even really into Transformers when I was a kid, so they're not going to do anything for me now. So you just got to just say, okay, I look at it this way. That's less money I have to spend. I can throw it to something else, you know. But this looks like a really expensive year. It really does for collectors.
What's also nice about this particular year is if you remember, well, of course you remember, but this year we've seen a lot of repaints in the Saga collection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's partly because they were gearing up for 2007. And in 2007, it's all new, man.
Mm. It looks it.
Like, every something new. Super articulated, accessories. They really, the coins, everybody, they're pulling out all the stops. It's really, really impressive, the number of toys they have coming out this year.
Well, one thing I want to say, and this is, I'm not trying to get preachy here, but, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a car. You buy a car, and if you like it, and it drives really well, and it does what you want it to do, and you enjoy it, you never say anything. But if you buy a car and you hate it, you complain about it all the time. So if this is the kind of stuff that you want as a collector, buy it up and go on the forums and be positive and let the folks at Hasbro know, if you make it, we will buy it, because now it's time to put the money where the mouth is. So there, yeah. that's my soapbox. Before we leave you, Dan, let's talk.
Well, I mean, you can't say that they didn't give you what you wanted. I mean,
that's
there's
right.
A lot of characters coming out. There's a lot of EU stuff coming out, if you're fans of that. There's a lot of original trilogy, prequel trilogy. They're really, it's a nice job. And the presentation was fantastic, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just, I mean, I got to meet Daryl for the first time. We obviously worked together on the Saga Legends tournament.
Right.
Saga Legends made its debut at the show too. Which was
oh
cool.
yeah, we don't want to forget about that. Did you see any?
Not all of them, obviously. But
did you see any packaging for them?
We did.
Okay.
The General Grievous and the Revenge of the Sith White Clone Trooper were shown.
Oh,
and I got
okay.
To stamp and hold them in my hands.
Did it bring a little tear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, let's talk real quick about the vehicles. Now, we don't want to forget that. There are some new vehicles this year.
Right. Well, a large part of the vehicles are you know, repacks from previous years.
Right.
Stacy Finn's Starfighters are repainted, the White TIE Fighter. Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Mace's Jedi Starfighter will be re-released in the TAC packaging.
Okay.
At some point, because, I mean, kids eat that up, and quite frankly, they are cool vehicles, you know.
Yes.
But the stars of the show, of course, were the V-Wing Starfighter and Darth Maul's Sith Infiltrator.
Oh, yeah.
And while not necessarily, you know, obviously Maul's vehicle is not to scale, it's a really impressive piece for what it is.
Yeah.
It has an opening hatch, it has fold-out wings, and the front kind of opens up to reveal a couple of rocket launchers, you know, hidden inside.
Let me just say this one thing about vehicles. Now, I told myself back in 1995, 96, when they started making these figures again, I said, well, I'm going to limit myself, and I'm just going to buy the figures. I'd love to get the vehicles, but I just can't afford it. I'm going to buy one or two of every figure. Well, over the last couple of years, for Christmas and birthdays, I've been starting, people are giving me these vehicles. And I can't tell you how addictive they are. Because, I mean, you just don't know until you crack one open. Like, I got the Imperial Shuttle for Christmas this year, and I've talked about this on the show before. The amount of detailing they get in the paint applications is just really amazing. They do a great job. You're talking about the Sith Infiltrator. No, it's not the right scale, but they certainly have done it up nice, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Dan...
And, of course, the pilot for that ship is of course one of the figures in the Saga Legends line. So,
yeah, there you go.
I'm pretty psyched about that too.
Right. Well, Dan, anything else before we let you go? Yeah, I know you still got a lot of work to do. You're meeting with these folks, but
in fact, I'm due over at Javits now.
Okay. Well, can't thank you enough for taking the time. We're gonna get this. Up online, and we're ready to download hopefully this afternoon, so it'll be a nice surprise for the folks that happen to hit their feed today or this evening. So it's still to come, though. I mean, keep checking rebelscum.com for all of the news. Also, if you're interested in some of the non-Star Wars news coming out of Toy Fair, where can they go, Dan?
Oh, well, we just launched yesterday our brand new site called Cool Toy Review, which is pretty much everything other than Star Wars.
I
get no sleep anymore.
Well, it's great because I was checking that out and as well, because there's some properties that I'm interested in, particularly Harry Potter. I'm hoping that of course this is U.S. Toy Fair, and the Harry Potter line that I'm curious about is the one from Cards Inc. Which I don't know. Are they going to be set up? Are they going to be set up there? You know,
we'll find out.
Okay. Well, so check it out.
Cool Toy Review is a site that we came up with last year because we met with a lot of the Star Wars licensees, and we learned a lot of Star Wars info. We post the Star Wars info, but we also learn a lot of other info.
Right.
And we don't have really an outlet for it. So we came up with the idea, what if we started another site that did everything we do on Rebel Scum, with the photo archives, with the reporting, the Toy Fair coverage, the interviews, and do it for... some of the Marvel superhero lines, some of the Transformers, the G.I. Joe, whatever. And we're really a lot of work. But we may have bitten off more than we can chew, but it's definitely a labor of love, and it's something we're really looking forward to continuing doing.
And the site's looking great so far.
Thank you.
So
I designed it.
Wonderful job. So Cool Toy Review for the non-Star Wars news, and of course, rebelscum.com and theforce.net for all the Star Wars news, and keep it tuned right here to the Forcecast for those of you on the go and want to get the kind of the audio scoop. So later today, maybe more news out of Master Replica, right?
That's right. We're going back to Javits today. We'll be talking with them. We're going to hit Sideshow again. And I don't have my schedule here, but we have a lot of other non-Star Wars companies that we're meeting with both today and tomorrow. So,
hey, any reports?
Lots of info.
Any reports of George Lucas's appearance yesterday?
I was not able to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know a couple people that were, and I'm hoping to hear from them today.
Okay.
So we may have some reports and photos from the ceremony last night coming up. probably by the time I get back.
Now, George was being honored with what now exactly?
Oh, yeah.
Not to put you on the spot. That's okay. Yeah. It's just kind of an award that they give to someone who's done a lot for the toy industry, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, and he's done a lot for the toy industry. Yeah. Okay, well, Dan, we'd love to have you, hopefully, with a final wrap-up of Toy Fair this week on the Forcecast, if you'd be able to provide us with a little bit more of your time later this week.
Absolutely.
All right. Dan Curto, everyone, live, sort of, from Toy Fair in New York City. Dan, thank you so much, and get some sleep, okay?
when I get back.
All right, bud. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. 2007 Toy Fair. It means big things for the Star Wars 30th anniversary year. What a year. A new video game with brand new characters and a real significant entry into the expanded universe. It's going to cover comics and books and, of course, toys. Statues, everything. It's really going to be amazing. A great year to be a Star Wars fan. I hope this sort of whet your appetite for what's to come. We'll be back later this week with our full interview with Mara Jade model Shannon McRandall. And then, of course, our regular scheduled Forcecast this Friday. So you don't want to miss that. Thanks again to Dan Curto and the whole team at Rebel Scum doing this excellent coverage of Toy Fair 2007. Thank you also to our announcer, Jimmy Mack, for that awesome introduction. We love you, Jimmy. And to you, all of our listeners, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate it, all the support, and we just get a thrill of bringing you all this news. For the Forcecast, I'm Jason, and I'll say hello from Pete. He couldn't be here. And remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.